Hey guys, one of you sent me a message after you saw a Photoshop tutorial by Tutorials4PS who replaced the sky and made the image look like it was nighttime, and you asked me how to do this in GIMP. So I chosen this image and I'm gonna make it into this image with a really ominous Harry Potter feel to it. And let's just start closing this image and start with this image. And the first thing that you need to do is go to your layer dialog and right click on the layer and then click on add alpha channel, and this way there will be transparency in your image. Then go to your magic wand tool, the fuzzy select tool in here, and just click somewhere in the sky and hold and drag down until you've got a nice outline around this rooftop like this, and then let go and press delete on your keyboard. And there are still some skies, some clouds left in the sky, so I'm going to go to select none and then go to my eraser tool and grab a large brush and just erase the clouds out. And now I'm going to add a new sky, and I've got this image of a red sky, and this is an actual image of a red sky, an actual photo. And I'm going to go to edit, copy on this image, and then on this image I'm going to go to edit, paste. And then I've got a floating selection in my layer dialog, and I can click on this icon here, create a new layer, to make this a normal layer. And I'm going to move this layer down with the arrow key so it's behind the building. And then I'm going to go to my move tool here, and I'm going to move the sky layer up until it looks good, like this. And now I'm going to add some clouds to it, and I've also got a clouds image, this one. And I'm going to do the same, edit, copy, and then minimize this one. And then go to edit, paste in this image, and there are my clouds. And in my layer dialog is a floating selection, and I'll make it a normal layer by clicking on this icon here. And then I need to move this layer down in between these two layers. And I'm do this by this arrow key here. So now this layer with the clouds is in between these two layers. I'm going to go to my move tool and move the clouds up and to the side a bit until I've got some nice clouds in my image. And this is fine. And then I want the red to shine through, so on the clouds layer I'm going to go to my layers dialog, and under the mode I'm going to set it to grain merge. And there you see the clouds and red background. But the one thing I don't like about this is that the building still looks like it's in broad daylight. So I'm going to go to the top layer with the buildings on it. And I'm going to go to colors, curves. And I'm going to move the curves a little bit like this. And a bit like this. And this is the curve I like, so I'm going to click OK. And now we're almost done, because I think the color isn't right. It's still a bit too red. So what I'm going to do is create a new layer by clicking on this icon here. And call this layer yellow. And click OK. And then I'm going to make my foreground color this color yellow. And the notation is ECCB13. And then click OK. And then go to my bucket fill tool. And just click on your image on the yellow layer, and then it's all yellow. And then in your layers dialog, set the mode to hue. And now it's still a bit too green for my liking, so I'm gonna lower the opacity in my layer dialog here to about 45. And now we're done. Now we've got this really ominous nighttime feel picture image of an image what before was a bright daylight time image with a clear sky. So this was the before, and if this is the after. So I hope you liked this tutorial, and if you did, then I hope you like to watch my other videos as well. I've got a lot of videos on GIMP, and subscribe, and thank you for watching.